With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump making some promises.
Trump will become the 47th president after his swearing-in on Monday, and he has told the country he plans to take immediate action. Among his day-one promises, launching the largest deportation in history, closing the border, imposing higher tariffs on imported goods, and signing pardons for January 6th riot participants. He's told lawmakers to expect more than 100 executive orders out of the gate. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says restrictive environmental policies putting national forest lands in his state at risk of the same kind of fires we're seeing in L.A.
I tell you what, we've been saying it for many, many years. Either we better manage our forests and our wild lands, or they're going to manage us. And when these fires erupt in California, they're virtually unmanageable at that point.
Also at SRNnews.com, new drugs are selected for Medicare's price negotiation.
The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs will be handled by the incoming Trump administration. It almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. Ozempic and Wegovy are made by Novo Nordisk, which is based in Denmark and has U.S. headquarters in Plainsboro, New Jersey. Hiya Punjwani, Washington.
A Louisiana sheriff says officers fatally shot an armed man who had killed his wife and toddler earlier today. Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department responded to a 911 call from a 13-year-old girl saying her dad had killed the family. This is SRN News. China is a nation of contrast when it comes to religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center finds government persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in China at an all-time high. But on the other hand, social hostility toward people of faith is super low. What that means is that in China, if you're a Christian, the government is definitely out to get you, but your neighbors will leave you alone. Compare that to countries in the Middle East where the government persecutes believers and their neighbors do so too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Director of the Texas Medical Board retiring less than 2 weeks after conservative lawmakers publicized his employment with a Planned Parenthood lab. Dr. Robert Brett had worked as medical director for the state agency since 2012. He had also worked at Planned Parenthood's South Texas laboratory since 2011. This is SRN News. Snow and bitter cold for much of the country.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be, you know, the central Appalachians, the mid-Atlantic, and up into New England as we go into the day on Sunday and through Sunday night. And we are going to be looking at areas west of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C., through New York City and up towards Boston. Areas north and west of these locations are going to be looking at as much as 6 inches of snowfall.
But Orison says the Arctic air coming from Canada is expected to be some of the coldest air of the season for much of the central and eastern United States, with temperatures below zero. I'm Donna Water.
New study finds half of adults in America have high blood pressure. Zapping away some nerves on their kidneys may be a way to fuel their high blood pressure. Using catheters, doctors target the overactive nerves with beams of ultrasound. More details at SRNnews.com.